Hello?
Bob?
Yes, Mr. President.
You know this thing I was worried about the other night? It looks like it's getting us in pretty hot water. Did you see what Foreman says on the floor?
No, I didn't. This is about the man?
Yeah, we've heard a lot about trigger-happy irresponsibility lately. And an obvious reference to critical comments about Goldwater, the nominee. But what kind of responsibility is this where the president goes on radio and TV and tells them, the communists, 1.5 hours in advance that the airstrike is coming?
Oh, yes, yeah, yeah.
When McCormick gaveled down the chorus of boos from the Democratic side, Foreman went on to say that survivors of those lost in action are entitled to ask about this. He concluded in another flurry of booing, countered by some applause from the Republican side of the aisle. In Senate debate on the resolution, so on and so forth. I rather think, first of all, I don't know why we have to talk so much about specific times.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I just think that's awful, and I shuddered when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think if John McCone ought to quit talking so much about what we might or may be doing up there, I think that's bad. I saw Humphrey on television, and so let's watch that any way we can, and we don't need to prove to them that we did this by our own actions. Now, I think it might be good if you called Benson and said that this takeoff was delayed and that we had everybody in the nation delayed and that we seriously considered waiting until the next morning, but we thought that that would cost us more than if we went ahead, and that when these planes took off, we did not say what we cut out of the speech, what they were going to do, where they were going. We said action was now being taken. And they have radar, and whatever action's taken, they could detect without our saying it. And besides, very unlikely they could get what we said anyway, or whatever the facts are.
Did you see the statement that I gave to George Reedy this morning?
Yeah, he told me, read it to me on the phone. I don't know whether they asked him about it or not. I don't want to get debating it or explaining it any more than I have
right
to, but I think Benson could tell this little so-and-so foreman.
I'll call him.
And that the facts and say, now, son, you're making an ass out of yourself.
Yeah.
Why did you feel? I've forgotten the argument. I know my judgment. I yielded my judgment to yours.
Well, I tried it. I think
I kept on all night. I knew that this would be made. I just could see it. But what were your arguments? They were pretty compelling when we did it. Now, what were they?
My argument was, first, that Hanoi knew of this at the time you made your statement, and that if we didn't announce it to the American people, Hanoi would. Second, that the American people had waited almost too long by that time to know what your retaliation would be for the attack on the American destroyers that day. Thirdly, that it was important that before the attack went very far, that Hanoi be told it was limited, which was part of your statement. Fourthly, that there was not time after the launch, even with the radar pickup, and certainly not after your speech, there was not time to move the boats. And finally, hindsight proves all those statements to be correct.
Well, now what I would do is get that written down where the old man can see it while they're debating this thing, and send it up by some officer that has his confidence, and give it to Carl Albert, give it to Benson, and then about the time that he has a chance to look at it, call him and say that to him, because this thing could look like that we are mighty trigger happy ourselves.
Yeah.
And I waited from 7 o'clock until midnight to,
that's right,
to do something about it, and then did it against my better judgment. But I think it, I think that we've got to make it clear that first of all, we didn't tell anybody what we were doing. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
We said that we were going to hit these bases, but we cut that out of the statement
right. And
just said action is underway.
That's right.
And you don't have to explain to any widows because when those planes took off, I guess they could see them in radar.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And I wonder if their communication with us is not any better than ours with them, why they didn't get notice of it anyway.
No, Mr. President, there's no question they didn't get notice of it because the boats were still at the bases when we attacked.
Well, I think you better get this stuff to Vinson.
I'll do so.
And in writing, where he can just read it,
yeah.
Those four things that you outlined,
yeah.
And then say the boats were still there, that shows nothing done about it, and been very unwise, and these congressmen that are generals better look into these things before they go to questioning people.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it.